And I don't say it like you do. I say it like Tagalog, Himan. But I think his name is Iman or something. I've known these folks since I started going to the Philippines. Every year I go to the Philippines, this folks take care of me there. I mean, first of all, Nen is, if you don't know, this is a gourmet chef. I mean, she makes a living catering things. One of the best cooks I've ever eaten at any place. Ari is, does anybody know what he does for a living? Some of you do, don't you? Yeah, he's called the guitar doctor. I mean, he can take guitars and do fine crafting of woods. That's a skill set that's crazy good. So both these folks are pretty sharp. By the way, I'm not trying to be mean to anybody. Ari is nowhere even in the same ballpark that his brother is intellectually. In case you all don't know this, Noel is very smart math-wise. You don't go to the school he went to, which would be like Harvard here, accidentally. But they have three children. Griselle, known her, wonderful young lady. I don't know her age, mid to late 20s. Griselle is the girl that I would say is uber competent. That's the best way to describe this young lady. She's just uber competent. How many people are like that? Very few people I've ever met. Last evaluation she had, there's like two bosses in the corporation that separately wrote up their evaluations and presented them at the same time. She was number one in her corporation. Is that you? You understand, this is a uber competent young lady. Now, I'm being honest, so some of you aren't used to dealing in reality. You deal in religion. She is average looks. Does that bother you? Do you ever talk to your children about these things? Next, Kate. Kate is what I would call a highly competent young lady. I've worked with a lot of people. Kate would be about as competent as anybody you'd run into. And Kate is a 9 to 10 when it comes to looks. Does that mean anything to you? Now we come to the son. I should ask questions. We don't have time. Do you realize what the problem the son has right up front? He's the youngest. Right up front, the son has a problem that is almost insurpassable. He's, first of all, got two older sisters that one is just uber competent, and the other one is, I'm serious, I think I can evaluate workers very quickly, highly competent. And then there's Iman, I call him Himan. He is okay looking. He was never a bad kid, but he's just kind of a goofy, laid back kid. Now, I want you to notice your notes. You notice what the notes are called? All we're going to talk about this morning is compensation, which is going to be basically how you learn to evaluate your children and your grandchildren, and if you're a Christian, and I have to ask that, how you work with other people, and how you start looking for things that compensate. By the way, average-looking women never become beautiful. There's some things you can do for math skills, but only to a certain degree. Because you're going to quickly realize, no matter how much you think you can change the course of human history, there's certain things that you either got them or you don't. And they become very obvious very quickly. Compensation. Weird. I don't know when it was, 3, 4, 5 years ago, I went to the Philippines, and Ari was he works with his hands and very detailed stuff, which means he doesn't walk a lot, move a lot. He was getting a little pudgy, soft. So Ari and his son, Ari said, I want to do something where we can exercise together. Well, in America, we don't do much of this, but in the Philippines and in Asia, this is a major sport. He says, we're going to start playing, and Lord, this, you can say it properly in Tagalog. There's a way a Tagalog speaker is going to say this word that we don't say it in English. They started playing badminton. But that's not like you badminton or something. It's like, now badminton. Have you ever played badminton? We used to play it in the yard, whacking it. The problem is, in America, badminton is something you do at like a picnic or something, on the whole. Well, Arian and old Heman started playing badminton. Now, Heman is just an average-looking kid. Good kid, fun, very likable. Never. By the way, how do you reckon he did in school compared to these two? You already know. You got these uber-competent sisters, and I don't know why it does this. It makes the younger guy just, who cares? Well, this is what happened. This is a true story. They start playing. After a short period of time, the son was as good as the dad. After not too long of a time, I'm talking about months, he could beat the dad every time. After a couple of years, the dad quit playing him altogether. Heman then goes to college. He gets on badminton? Understand, in Asia, this is a crazy game. Heman is like ranked. His coach at the university he's at said, I can't teach you anymore. You're better than anybody here. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. How do you think that makes a young man, are you ready? We're talking about compensation. How do you think that makes a young man feel that has an uber-competent sister and a highly competent, beautiful sister, and you're a nobody until one day you can do something better than anybody you know? Now, here's the deal. Ari backed into this accidentally. They were always trying to encourage him. But I don't think he ever cared because it's like, well, my sisters are smart. They're the competent ones, and I'm just okay. Oh, man, this turned his whole life around. Now he's doing okay in college. He's never going to be those two sisters in the same way. But just one thing, look at me, one thing added competency to Heman. One thing. Now, this guy is 100% okay with where he's at. He's exactly where he should be. Some of you don't know this. This guy's a little weird. Did you all know that? You see these things? Can any of you do one? Honestly, no lying.
Take mine apart.
I can do one of these with a sledgehammer. How long?
About 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Don't you just hate people like that? 2 minutes? I'm always buying stuff for him. I bought him something this year, did I not? This is does anybody know what this is? Japanese puzzle box. Yes, I got that in Japan. Now, I bought this thing, and on the back, on the top, it was in plastic, and on the top, it had the directions, and I thought, I probably shouldn't give him the directions. This is no joke. I handed it to him. Before he got it unwrapped, he already had it open. I still can't open it. It doesn't move. Can you open it? I hate people like this. He's having problems this morning. Jim, I should have thought of that. I should have glued it shut. I hate people like that, don't you? Folks, I have no idea how to do that. I thought this might take him 10 or 15 minutes. You saw how long it took. Now, I want everybody to look at me. I asked a question. I don't want to mention your name, but if you start sleeping this morning, I will call you out by name. I asked last Sunday night a question. I noticed some of our parents aren't here this morning. I said, what happens if your children are smarter than you? Do you even know what to do with them? So I'm going to ask you the question. If your children are smarter than you, what does that require of you? To help them. Jim?
Find somebody who can help them.
You hear me. You just need to be smart enough to ask for help. But if you're arrogant enough, you just go back to TV. I told Tim this morning, our Frenchie. Abraham Lincoln, well-known fact, he thought he was adopted. Because you got a problem. Abraham Lincoln wasn't just smarter than his parents. Abraham Lincoln was smarter than anybody he knew. And his parents were dumb. Did you hear the word? Dumb. He self-taught himself everything. Now, here's the thing before we move on. I want to say two more things and we'll get to notes. Hear me carefully. Number one, I'm not worried about Abraham Lincolns. If you have an Abraham Lincoln in your family, which you don't, they'll be okay. You can't stop them. What I'm interested in is those kids that are pretty smart, that you're too interested in yourself and television to even know what to do with your own children. By the way, this does require and being smart enough. So if you don't know what to do, by the way, if you've got a child good at math, grandparents, grandchildren good at math. And I'm not talking about you feel they're good at math. Ask Christy. She'll tell you. Look at their grades. This isn't rocket science. You better find people that know a lot more about math than you so they can expect. I asked Christy this week. I said, what would you do with a child that's good at math? Well, you wouldn't do anything. That's what most of us do. Let's begin. By the way, Tim, did anybody follow up on your math skills in high school? Not really, did they? Did you understand? Nobody. Look at me. This is not a criticism. He's smarter than his mother. He's smarter than his family members, especially in math. That's not criticism. That's a fact. What happens when you step out here, now, by the way, he's where he should be. In the providence of God, God brought him exactly what he should be doing. But you do realize in some little Christian school, they were more interested in conformity than education, which most of them were. We got kids here dropping through the cracks because parents are more interested in video games and TV than they are helping their children. Introductory thoughts in your notes. Just remember this. Examples do not equal answers. So I'm going to give you examples, but that does not mean that's what you do with your children. You'll understand. So look at me. When we talk about badminton, not a good choice for America. A boy that played badminton in America would probably be ridiculed. Got it? So if you're one of those people that your IQ is of a certain value, and you should know yourself that you have a hard time taking an abstract thought and making it concrete, then you have to be smart enough to know, I can't figure this out. Let me talk to somebody that can help me. It's all it takes. My goodness, we're putting a bathroom in downstairs. We're renovating. You say, why? Well, the toilet was starting to fall through the floor. We thought it was time. Did I choose the colors? Wait a minute. I'm smart enough to know that's not my thing. It's all it takes. I don't know if I'm smart, but I am smart enough to ask. You ask anybody that knows me. Tim Durham, do I ever ask you questions? Jim Duncan, do I ever ask you questions? Of course. If someone knows something I don't know, I'm smart enough to talk. Are you? Are you arrogant? It's weird. You don't have to be smart, just smart enough. In your notes, examples do not equal answers. An example might not work in the USA, like badminton. Or it might not work for your particular child. So I might do something if Tim was my, this is scaring him to death. If Tim was my son, I might do something that helped him, look at me, that wouldn't help your child. But parents get pretty oblivious, and even when they do something, well, it's next in your notes. I got to hurry up or we won't go anyplace. In your notes. So, an example might not work in the USA or might not work for your child. An answer must not be about the parents or the parents' childhood. So, folks, don't get in. I always wanted to do, therefore my child does. Look up here. I always wanted to do. That's not about your child. Next. It must actually compensate. Which the only way you could determine that is, does it make the child succeed? You would actually have to observe. So whatever you do for the child must actually compensate. Next, the proof of the pudding is in the pudding. Don't tell me about what you have done. Let's look at the pudding. I say in your notes, does it actually help the child compensate? To me, that's the only thing I'm looking for. Do you realize right now I can think of some of you have children and grandchildren that are smarter than you, and I'm not sure you know that. And I'm not sure if you know what to do with it. So here's my second thing. See the three words? I'm not interested in guilt. If you've screwed up your children, Drop the guilt. Guilt does nothing. Drop the panic, going back to your childhood, and I only want as much anger as if I could finally get some of you awake. Anger is good as long as you use it constructively. But if you're a sleepyhead, I can't even get you angry, except I woke you up. Here are the five areas. Three of them I gave last week directly. These are what all children deal with in high school and college. So we're going to kind of look at all three to some degree, but this is just an introduction. You'll have to talk to people and ask questions. Here are the big three. Your children are going to deal with academics. They're going to deal with the issue of how pretty they are, how ugly they are. Obviously, girls are going to struggle here more than guys. Yes? I mean, guys like, some of them think they're good looking. Guys tend to struggle here more, athletics. Those are the first three. I'm going to add two layers to this. There's this concept called abilities. Abilities is not exactly identical with academics. They're not one for one. When I think of academics, I'm talking about math, talking about science, talking about reasoning skills. And may I say this, you know your IQ within minutes. You don't have to take tests online. Do you do well reasoning? Do you do well with advanced anything? And if you don't, that's not your ability. You say, well, that's terrible. You're picking on me. Oh, grow up. You need to learn to think soberly about yourself and figure out who you are and who your children are. By the way, Ronald Reagan was not the smartest guy in any room, but he was smart enough to always have very smart people around him. Hello? It's embarrassing. Now we got a president that's the smartest guy in every room. How's that been working? Excuse me, he thinks he is. So, by the way, folks, there's a lot of abilities that don't fall real well under math, science, reasoning, and those sorts of things. Some children are very gifted at those. How about being a person that's good at connecting people together? How about being a person that's good at organizing? How does that? You'll find that some people that aren't real good at math, aren't real good at science, aren't real good at reasoning, can go in and organize stuff. There's many different abilities. We'll talk about that. On the other side, VAC, not VAT, for you that have been out of the country. You know what VAT is. Value-added tax. VAC is a value-added compensation that you must add to your child. Some kind of a, this is my thing, by the way. When I go to England, Scotland, it's always a blessing. You look at a price and then it says plus VAT. And by the way, Scotland and England, their VAT is not a dime. 15%, 17%, it's terrible. So you pay taxes, and then you do, because you have the privilege of buying this item, you get to have a value-added tax. I want you to look at your children and start thinking this. What kind of value-added compensation that you add can help your children? Now, some children have less problems here. If a girl happens to be pretty, happens to be pretty smart, well, she's got a lot going for her. If a girl happens to be average, and she's average intelligence, you understand, they have problems here. We'll come back to any questions on it. You understand, though, it's about where kids are. Now, when I remember back in high school, kids always knew who the smart ones were. Parents are the ones that didn't know. Kind of sad, isn't it? Or who the pretty ones were. Or know what to do with your child isn't pretty. Next, number one, here are the four strategies. We already listed them last week. First strategy is, first of all, finding the child's gifts. To me, that's just real simple, finding the child's gifts. I say this sounds easy, but usually isn't. Why? Usually it is because most parents think their child is brilliant or the next Einstein. Do you know how many times, Tim, how many times have we heard this foolishness? From people in this room. There you go. My child is brilliant. Read James Dobson one time. He says everybody thinks their child is brilliant when they're 2, 3, and 4. Why do you think your child is brilliant? You're not. See, when you do that, my child is the smartest kid in the world, that eliminates you doing what I'm talking about. You don't have to do that because my child's brilliant. By the way, your child is not Einstein. They're not Lincoln. Mine aren't either. Brother, why do we do that? Because it makes us feel good. I'm not getting much. You had it this week. I don't even know who you had it with. It's so common. In your notes. So, usually it's because most parents think that their children is brilliant, their child is brilliant, or the next Einstein, and they, of course, would be wrong. Plus, this doesn't really help us find our child's gifts. That's the thing that bothers me. When you say, my child is brilliant, in some cases, the parent doesn't really know the child. That's a hard one to accept. Now, I'm going to draw something on the board. You don't have to draw it. I think I can remember these five concepts pretty easily. This is one of those things that if you've never thought about it, it's done a little differently. I've read about a dozen books on the subject through the years. IQ. You always see the beautiful bell curve. Some people organize this a little differently. Average is 100. That's the reason they get to 100. Again, Rhonda, there's a couple different ways different scholars organize this. I'm just going to give one way. And this is not exact. 90 to 110, and then 80 to 120. Frankly, friends, every time I hear people talk, my child has 180 IQ. Really? You don't really know what that means because in any IQ test, somewhere around 130-ish, the IQ test becomes not relevant. So when you hear 180, you know either someone's lying or they don't understand IQ test. You know from 120 to 130 is where the smartest people on earth live. You know the people that win the Nobel Prize in things like physics and stuff, they have 120 to 135. Your child is not 192. Okay, drop that stupid. Most people, by the way, 75% of people are here. From here to here is about 92 to 95% of people. So what you're saying is you look around this room, pretty much everybody is between 80 and 120 in this room. And I'd say most of us are 90 to 110. So how do you evaluate children? Well, I don't like IQ tests. You know why? They don't tell you how people actually do in the real world. Some people do well on IQ tests that can't even do well on an ACT or SAT test. Here's my basic recommendation. See how I have kids every year. Pam, you'll like this one. In my 19 years, outside of basketball players, if they're black, every black male except two or three that's been through this school is going to be a basketball player. Everyone. Had people enraged at me last year. Do you know how many have been basketball players? Zero. You know the second one? I'm going to be a doctor. So this is what I always tell them. Because see, their parents they grew up in the opposite problem. Their parent still doesn't understand them. But their parent says, you're so smart, you're so wonderful, you can do it. And I ask them a simple question. You know what I would ask the question to a kid that's in 11th grade that wants to be a doctor? I would ask this question. How do you do in Mrs. Hall's math and physics and chemistry? Do you find those, listen to the language, easy? Easy. Because if you don't find her stuff easy, do you not know what medicine is? She has a chemistry class in high school, and I'm sure it's good and I'm sure it's difficult. I have an undergrad, folks, in medical technology. I had 5 semesters of chemistry in that class, in that course. Did you hear me? So if you're struggling in that, but I want to be a doctor, really? See, the way you determine this is, do you know how to wrestle with ideas? When I look at people and I give an idea and I get that blank look, I know what your IQ is. You say, you're picking on me. No, folks, God has given you gifts too. That's the whole purpose of this exercise. Some people are gifted here. Some people are gifted in other ways. Some people are multiple gifted. I'm not. I wish I had the gifts of my son. Wish I had the preaching ability of my daughter. I'd be in good shape. In your notes, let's just write these down quickly. Look and see if the, how about this? Is the kid good at math? By the way, you don't ask them if they're good at math. Good at math shows up, doesn't it? But how do you know if they're good at math, and what are you doing about it? That's part of what we're going to get to. How about this one? Balance, coordination, and speed. You ever watch Braden Lex? When he was 4 years old doing cartwheels? I tried a cartwheel once. Caused an earthquake. Come on, folks. This isn't rocket science. Oh, by the way, it's not being mean to anybody either. It's coming to look at your children. How about this one? Organizing ability. Are there people good at organizing? I asked a question. All right, let's ask the question. Raise your hand. You want one person to organize something in this church. Who's the best organizer in this church? Might as well get it out of the way. Christy Lex. Every time. By the way, hardest working woman I ever run into either. You say, you're bragging on Christy. Do you realize if I give some of you organizing work to do, 4 months later, still not done? Now, there's reasons for that, too. But by the way, some people are organizing geniuses. They just run circles around me. All right? Most creative person you've met in this room. You have to look around the room. Creative. There's only one. She's sitting right back here. Sparky. By the way, I don't hold a candle to this person. Organizing? So you put, I really believe this. If you could put Sparky and Krusty together, I call her Krusty. They could rule the world. Creativity and, oh my goodness. Now, you understand, if Krusty starts, I call her Krusty, you didn't know that? That comes from Brian, I think, when he was two. You also don't want to get in Krusty's road when she's doing something either, because she's a bulldozer. And you also don't want this young lady here to get going on her creativity, because somebody's got to pay those bills sooner or later. Now, am I being funny? Do you realize how long it takes me to figure that out? Seconds. Why don't you know your children, your grandchildren? Why aren't you helping them? Why aren't you encouraged? That's the point of this. In your notes, we continue. Some people are very good at the big picture. That's the next line. That's me. I'm not saying I'm Reagan. I'm not. But Reagan was a genius at the big picture. Oh, that we had a president or someone running for president that had big ideas. All we get are these little guys in the Republican Party that scratch their nails on chalkboards. They irritate me to death. I would love to see a guy that had big picture ideas, that was able to surround himself with the people that could do the details. Be kind of nice. How about this? What's the next one? Yeah, I see the, but I don't know what the stands for.
The details? You had big picture,
the details. Oh, yeah, it's the details. Thank you, Ron. See, right here it is. Rhonda figured my notes out before I did. Thank you, Rhonda. Next, singing. Next, musical ability, which is not the same as singing. You guys see this here? As far as we know, IQ is almost impossible to change over time, except one thing can help your children. Some of you got a brain. They call it if you get a child, by the way, not involved in rap music, this is not your religion, this is a fact. They think you can raise a child's IQ 7 to 9 points. That is a lot. I mean, if you have a child that's 110 and you could raise them to 119, that is huge. You have to start young, get them involved in classical music, get them think, oh, you ever heard of things like piano? My wife said something about a young boy that comes to this church. She said he gets musical ideas better than anybody I have ever taught. Give a guess. Jonathan Alexander, she told me that this week. And I want to know, what are we doing about that? Deadheaded people. And I'm not just talking about Jonathan, okay? I'm talking about people. By the way, you want to help your children's IQ? Isn't it amazing? The smartest people I know almost always have their children in music when they're young. And they might not be the best musicians, but Pam, you know this. There's something about math and music that somehow in weird ways connects, correct? Yeah, very weird ways, but we better move on. How about this? People person. Do you realize that's an ability? Yes or no? By the way, you put Mrs. Hall, and I love her, and I appreciate her. You can't imagine how much, but she's not the person that should be in charge of the people. You put her in that math room, oh my goodness, just clicking on all 12 cylinders or how many ever. She has more than normal people. Some people are good with their people person. How about this? Likeability factor. Do you realize, we're going to get back to this, but what happens, friend, when you have beauty here and you have academics here and you have athletics here, what happens when your child is just not that super duper doing that well academically? They're okay. I got one name for you. Pam, you'll know who it is. Jerry Bowles. Jerry Bowles was an okay student, but he had great character, great likability. Guess what? He is just blowing the doors off in the corporation he works in. Why? This is shocking to some of you. People like to work with people who are likable. By the way, you have to find this out when you're children, and you don't create all this. You don't take a child that no one likes and makes them. There's something, I don't know. This is learning to find out your child's gifts. I say in your notes, an ear for music. Do I have all these in order? No, I don't. Ear for music's on the right. Excuse me. We'll go back to the F. How about this? The ability to focus. Most anybody in leadership has to have the ability to focus. How about this one? Good with their hands. Good with hands. I already said ear for music. By the way, I'm just listing different things. Good at acquiring languages. You know one of the embarrassing things I find in this church? Most of us have done nothing with our children in the ability to acquire language. I don't get it. We come from all over the world and we sleep. Children in this room, do you look at me, do you understand what it would do for a young child to grow up learning and acquiring languages? Let me give you a couple that would be good. Arabic, Russian, Mandarin, Spanish, maybe German. I'm not mentioning that word. Do you understand I'm being serious. Do you understand the implications what that will do for your children? Here's our problem. This is what you do with your children. You turn the television on. So you never find out what they can do. How do you know your child can acquire a language? How would you know? That comes to the next section. Down at the bottom. Exposure becomes essential. How else would you know the child's gifts? Do you know what exposure is? Look at me, folks. Don't do this. Don't get your little magic wand and say, Dave here has... He's brilliant. How about this? My son, I had no idea what he should do. He did well in school. He doesn't have the patience for math. He does all right in math, but he doesn't have that drive. Certainly he's good at music. Who would have guessed that he could rebuild the house he lives in? That comes from exposure to two people, Mr. Losey and Tim Durham. And my son is smart enough to ask questions. Sometimes, this year for Christmas, he wanted what was that gizmo he wanted, Tim? I don't even know what that is. I don't know why anybody would want one. Yeah, it's great. I'm glad he has it. He's weird. That's all I got. By the way, how would you know that? I have none of that. Part of that is I have none of that desire. But may I say this to you? Exposure. You know what this means? You need to turn your television off. And you need to get your children and grandchildren engaged in tons of different things to expose them to these things so they don't grow up bored and boring like some of us. Next page. Number two is enhancing the child's gifts. Folks, I don't have time to talk about this morning. We're just going to touch on this. Enhancing the child's gift sounds about like what it is. You say what? Right here. If the child has some ability, you do what you find ways of enhancing that. The issue of beauty, I think, is a major issue with parents, especially for girls. Guys have these issues, but in much different ways. Girls, oh, come on. Why do girls want to be pretty? Because guys have better eyesight than they do brains. They would rather look. So you know what? You do what's necessary to make sure your child looks appropriate. We're not talking about looking like a prostitute, but we're not talking about looking like they're fresh off the farm in 1880. Somewhere between there is a pretty good place where your girl knows how to dress, and if you say, I don't know how to do this, glad you said that. You just have to be smart enough to. Good grief, this doesn't seem hard. So the issues of beauty in a young lady, you find out what's necessary. You say, and some of us don't really have abilities in these areas. You probably do what your family did. So then you look for somebody or somebody's, and you find what's necessary so she at least gets to the place where she's pretty comfortable looking like she does. This makes sense to me. Athletics. I just say this. Remember, this is not about you or your childhood or what you didn't get to do as a child. So, if you always wanted to play tennis and your child doesn't, don't make them. But, find some things that will help them athletically. Math. Look at me. If you have a child or a grandchild that's good at math, you better start talking to people yesterday to find out what you can do to enhance that. Some of you were here last Sunday night. How many of you were not here? Raise your hand that was not here last Sunday night. Then if you were not here last Sunday night, you must, not a suggestion, you watch a video on YouTube. It's called Iron Man, Iron Boy. It's put out by ABC News. You can watch it on YouTube. For you that were here, once you got over Robert Downey Jr., and once you got past the cute kid, you then thought, oh my goodness, the kids that built this are in college. Can I ask you a question? Isn't that more interesting than your children being bored like you? Wouldn't you like children that some of you have math skills in your ability? They could learn robotics. They can begin doing that now. Not when they're 40 or you're not hoping, I want you to study. So it isn't about you. Turn a kid on to that. Turn a kid on, expose them to that. I talked to Christy. She also talked about there's many ways you can apply this to architecture. He has an architectural mind. That's where all this weirdness comes from with these things. You understand that? Most of us in this room, hear me, do not have this. These are yours, by the way. You know that. Wouldn't it have been nice if somebody would have noticed that when he was young? Now, should he be a pastor? Yes. But pastors don't have to be boring either. You can actually have other ideas and interest. So this means you need to start finding and enhancing what your child has. I don't know what else to do with math. Math is pretty much the basis of everything. But I think architectural working of that kind and the issues of robotics are two places that go immediately. Pam, do you have any other places this stuff leads? Pretty much any place, doesn't it? Engineering? Yes. To some degree, yes. Yeah. So what do you want? I know. Let's go back to sleep. I'm tired. Creative writing. Another thing I have noticed in our circles, we don't have anybody that can write well. Well, we do, but we don't have people that know how to get their children someplace. Next, I don't have time to say the singing. Boy, if you notice your child has some ability in singing, you don't make them a pop singer. This is not you living a pig life, and rearing Britney Spears so you can make money off your daughter and all the other pigs in Hollywood that have done that. It's just doing something to enhance your child. Let God take care of the other stuff. Next. Boy, how do I never have enough time? Minimizing the child's deficiencies. This is a fact, folks, so there's no need to kid myself. I have a big head. At 50, almost 8 years old, my whole body's big. So my head looks proportional. But remember this, when I was a child, Champagne as big as Levi, my head is almost the same size it is now. Your heads don't grow that much. I had a big head. What did my parents do to minimize that? Do you have any idea, Champagne? Actually, my head looks bigger when my hair gets long. You all don't know. Didn't bother my parents. Didn't bother mom and dad, therefore it never bothered me. And when kids used to pick on me about my big head, guess what? I'd beat them up a different way. I'd say, yes, I have a big head, but I got a lot more in my big head than you have in your little pin head. You think I'm kidding? Every child, girls, get fixated on their feet are too big, too crooked, too long, too this, too that, and parents don't know what to do. Some of it comes through the acceptance of parents, doesn't it, parents? And your children will know exactly what you think of them. You can't lie about it. It'll leak out in a million ways. I say in your notes, this becomes so necessary when the child truly lacks something and can never get it. So friend, if your child is just not good at math, now we don't know this in K-4, but by the time they get out of high school, you start realizing no matter how much they work, whatever you do, they're just going to be okay in math. Then you've got to do something to minimize that effect. We don't have time to talk. I'll just give you this thing. Minimizing either is one of two things. It's either helping them to some way fix that deficiency or devaluating the deficiency and or accepting the deficiency. So really you have kind of two choices. You can either in some way, as I say at the beginning, help the deficiency. So they're not real good at math, but if you get them a tutor, you get them a program, you can encourage that to a degree. Or on the other side, if you just can't fix that. Now, let's talk about somebody that's pretty smart that I know. Carrie Hull. Pretty smart. By the way, I don't know if she's the smartest person that's ever been through here. I've known some other people have been pretty smart that have been through here. Didn't do much. Carrie's good athletically.
We found out why she isn't. She has very poor depth perception.
She got that from him? Blame everything on Mike. That'd be all right. But listen, I love Carrie, but I'm pretty much sure that she is never going to be the athlete of the year. But mom and dad accept that. She accepts that. It's not a big issue because she is smarter than anybody in the room. Yes? You say, well, my child can't be smarter than anybody in the room. They might be the best badminton player in the room. Compensation is getting to that. We're going to spend 2 more minutes. I can't finish this morning, and I knew this was going to happen, and it drives me nuts. Adding to the child what I call efficiencies. This is the compensation, friend. Now, underneath the boxes, I say this. Whatever this is, it must actually compensate. And remember, examples do not equal answers. So I'm going to give you some examples, and we're going to do it quickly. How about carpentry? You say, I don't want my child to be a carpenter. Yeah, but I'm real happy my son can fix his own house and he doesn't have to pay the money I have to pay because I can't do it. Musical instruments, voice training, languages, martial arts, public speaking. Do you know public speaking doesn't really fit under academics directly? Our beauty, our athletics, but do you know what confidence it gives a young person to be able to speak in public? And what would you do to get your child to learn to speak in public? Well, you would yell at them, of course, whenever you woke up from watching television. No. You ever heard of Toastmasters? There was a guy named Dietmar that did this. Well, what are your children doing and grandchildren? Why aren't they involved? How do you know if they can speak in public? What are you going to do with your children? Let them sleep like you? You say, you're being crude. I want to get you just angry enough for a few of you to wake up. Just a few. Because it doesn't do any good to go back to doing what we've been doing because I've been watching. You realize in all the kids I've ever had, I always think of one kid in my Bible class that got the ideas the fastest and has done nothing with it. It's an embarrassment. We continue. I'm going to fill these things in. I talked about public speaking. How about public service? How about this? Study or travel abroad. Well, that can do some wonderful things to some kids. Other kids wouldn't interest them. Work experience. Down at the very bottom, I say this. I think, and by the way, there's lots of space for you. By the way, this is your worksheet, not your place to take notes. You should go home today if you have grandchildren and children and immediately start doing these. This is not something that's nice information. This is something to do. My basic recommendation when it comes to children is, what is the child curious about? Follow the child's interest. And if a child watches Tim Duram and is fascinated watching somebody build something, push them. Give them opportunity. If the child, look at me, if the child starts tinkering, by the way, he didn't start tinkering at age 40. He had that mind all along. Somebody should have noticed that. You've got to be smart enough to do two things. Turn the television off. And number two, find somebody who can help you. This is what I'm interested in, compensation. Compensation. I want our children to succeed. Look at me. I want them to do more than don't smoke, don't drink, and don't whore. I would actually like them to represent Christ well in the world. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word and for these applications today. Help us to actually do something. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you, Tim.